mandalas are circles, and circles are magical, and circles are everywhere. And they bring together, they collect everything in, and they're symbols of wholeness, they're symbols of unity. So there's nothing left out. And a ball is a circle, and so is a bird's nest, and an egg. And you could think of circles or mandalas as maps to a center, like a labyrinth in a fairy tale. And they're everywhere. They're in fairy tales, in stories, in nature, in geometry, in magic. They're not Buddhist. We bring them into a Buddhist context by bringing a Dharmic perspective to them. So the moon cycle is something that I've been reflecting on lately in terms of, a circle, a cycle. And the moon cycle reminds us of impermanence. There's this constant change. This is how something is not ultimately solid. The moon is not ultimately one thing. It's changing, waxing, and waning. And I'm excited because tonight is actually a new moon. So often in Buddhist tradition, we'll hear stories of the Buddha's followers gathering under the full moon. And I love those stories. I don't know if you know the story of King Ajatasattu, who goes into the forest looking for the Buddha and his followers, and he can't hear anything. And then he comes upon them in this clearing. And I imagine them sitting in this circle, in this massive circle with the Buddha at the center and the moon glowing down on them. But I also love this idea of having ritual and sort of like a communion in the new moon when it's dark. And traditionally, this is also a time for drawing inwards, for setting intentions, and for gathering together, sharing this darker space together before something new comes into being. So in the dedication ceremony that we did last night, there's that phrase, around this mandala, this sacred spot. So I love thinking of the mandala as this protected area, and Moksha Tara used that word a few times in her talk as well, protection. And I've actually been in the shrine room on another retreat where we started the retreat by invoking the mandala. So from the dedication ceremony, the three symbols of the lotus petals of purity and the Vajrawal of determination. And the other thing, which is the flames. That transmutes samsara into nirvana. And we actually went and set out around this room candles and flowers and vajras. So it felt like this circle was a protected space, the shrine room was this protected place.